It's Justin.
Hey, Justin. This is Jaw with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Is this a good time to chat for you?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. So it looks like you are interested in our working capital and equipment financing programs?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I have your file pulled up here. I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of info I have on your business, and then I can answer any questions you might have.
Okay.
Is the company name Macmo Corp?
Macmo Corp, yes.
Perfect. And what's the structure of the business? Are you guys a C Corp, S Corp?
S Corp.
S Corp, okay.
Yes.
All right. And I have your billing address here. It's 2301 Courtney Drive.
It's actually 2307.
07, okay. Okay, I'm going to change that. All right, and how long have you been in business for?
Since 2007.
2007, okay. All right, and are you the 100% owner?
I'm the president, is the way we do it on our taxes. And
okay.
To be perfectly honest with you, I think it's a 50-50 between my wife and I.
Okay. Okay. So your wife is 50. Is she Heather?
She is.
Okay. Yeah, I caught the other phone number and I heard her name.
Okay, yeah. She is probably the better one for you to speak to because she knows more about our books than I do, but she may be busy picking kids up from school, but I can do what I can to try to...
I see. Okay, yeah, I can just kind of get an idea of what you guys are looking to do, and we can go from there. So we have a lot of different programs. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I can point you in the right direction.
Well, basically, I mean, we just kind of want some capital to move forward. We have a business loan now that's a daily withdrawal.
Okay.
And we've been paying on that for... I don't know how long. I think it's paid for in April. But we're kind of looking to just pay what we owe of that the rest of the way.
Sure.
And then just kind of pay off some stuff that we have. And we need some different tools and things like that for our business that we would kind of like to invest in just to kind of move forward. So, you know, we're just kind of seeing what's out there, what the options are, you know, if it would be good for us to try to do that now or if it would be... you know, better for us to try to wait until we get the other one.
Okay. We have a lot of customers that does the same thing, basically pay off the existing loan, get some additional capital on top, and just take care of everything in one go.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
And what do you guys specialize in?
We do auto paintless dent repair, so we have a mobile route as well as a small retail kind of niche that we serve, where we fix cars, door dings, hail damage, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay. I used to be a manager at Enterprise. We use mobile service all the time.
I do a lot of work for Enterprise, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, sure do.
Nice. I think I've used a mobile service for my own car before, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. So it's been pretty successful to this point. So it's
nice.
Just busy.
Okay, so you also do mobile service, but you also have like a repair shop that someone can come to?
I do, but it's not a separate store. I mean, it's at my house. I just built a shop behind my house.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we do our retail stuff and the big jobs.
Okay, nice. Do you do any insurance work or mostly just, you know?
I do insurance work, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we do insurance work. We do work for body shops, work for individuals, work for car dealerships, work for people like Enterprise, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, nice. And the loan you have currently, do you know who it's through?
It's On Deck.
On Deck, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what the balance is on them, with them?
I do not. That would be where my wife would come in handy.
Okay. Cool, no problem. And you said you think that might be paid off by April, or did you take it April?
No, I think April is when it's done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And how much additional capital are you looking to get?
Let's see. We were trying to get, I'm trying to think. By after we paid that, it's around 25 or 30 thousand is what we were kind of had in mind.
Okay, so 25 to 30 thousand on top of what you owe right now with
on top of the on deck, which is I think the on deck is around 20, but I don't know for sure. So we were in the neighborhood of somewhere around 45 to 50 thousand total, I think, is what we were looking for.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, I can get that information from you later. I'm sure Heather will know, so she can just email it to me later. Okay. And then you said you wanted some tools as well. What kind of tools are you looking to pick up?
Well, we need to get a few more LED lights for myself and my route tech that I have that works for me.
Okay.
And then some hand tools, some different, just the dent repair tools.
Okay.
That we use in our day-to-day.
Sure. And how much is that going to cost you?
The lights typically run anywhere from $600 to $1,000 a piece. And then the tools, depending on which ones we decide to go with, can run anywhere about the same. The specific tools that we're looking at are kind of a little more, they're for some larger dents and things like that. And the way the guy makes them, they come in a big set with a lot of different stuff in them, and so they run anywhere from, you know, $800 to $1,500 for what we're looking for. And so, you know, if we buy three or four of those, then you get into some serious money pretty quick.
yeah. So you thinking the equipment financing side? You think about like $10,000 or so, maybe?
I'm sorry.
Do you think for like the equipment side, like the tools and LED and all that? Do you think it's around like $10,000 or? A little
yeah,
bit
probably,
something
probably
like
somewhere between 8 and 10. Yeah, I would say so.
Okay. And then for this, did you want me to run numbers to see the equipment financing side for the tools and LED? The only thing is these are a little bit more like a long term, like 2 to 5 year terms and monthly payments. So I don't know how worthwhile it is to do like a $10,000 financing for that. But I can run I can run the numbers if you're interested in doing it.
Okay, so that's different for the equipment, or it's a different kind of financing, or the whole loan is different?
Just the equipment side. The equipment side, it's like a, if you think of it like kind of like a car loan, it's monthly payments, 2 to 5 year terms.
Oh, I see. Okay. And then for the rest of the loan, how do you finance that? What is...
The rest of the loan will be a consolidation, so we'll pay off the on deck and then get you the additional $25,000 to $30,000 on top of it. We have daily, weekly, and monthly.
Daily, weekly, and monthly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can run numbers for both programs and just see, you know, what combination is going to be the best deal for you. And then we can go from there too. For the tool itself, do you already have a vendor you're looking to pick it up from?
No, I haven't picked one specifically yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have like a few in mind that you might be able to get like an invoice for?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Let's see. What do you need? Just like the estimate or the...
Yeah,
like a
so
website
like
listing or something like that.
Just like an estimate, like a kind of like a PO. You know, just like LED lights times 2, 800 a piece.
Okay.
You know, that sort of thing. And then like
okay.
the tools, whatever tools it is, and how much it costs, that sort of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd be fine. I can get that together. And then, so if we were gonna pay, like a tax bill that we have, could we use
sure.
this loan to do something like that?
Like a tax lien that you have right now?
We don't have a lien. We're just making payments that I would like to pay off and get out from under to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that. You have how much taxes do you owe?
I think it's around 20.
20? Okay.
Yeah.
So 20, and then you have a payment plan right now already?
Correct.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, that's fine. You can use our capital to pay off the tax that you have. As long as you have a, you know, like a current payment plan structure in place, we're good with that. So, yeah, you have a payment plan, so you can use the capital for it. So did you need
Okay.
45 now, or do you need, or is the 25 that you talked about before part of the taxes that you want to pay?
That was part of the tax that we wanted to pay, yeah.
Okay,
So
cool.
I just want to make sure we could that was we could use that for that. So yeah, perfect.
Yeah, you can do. Okay.
Okay.
And then what's your gross annual sales like last year?
We just did our 2015, so that would be the most current year. And we were at 180 and change.
Okay. All right. And then how's your credit like? National average is about 680-ish. Do you think you're around that or below or above?
I think we are right around that, 680
Around
to
about
690.
that? Okay. All right. And then besides the OnDeck loan, do you have any other loans out right now?
For the business, no.
Okay. And then how soon do you need the capital? Do you have any deadlines to meet?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And then who do you bank with right now?
PNC.
PNC? Okay. And then with PNC, do you have any lines of credit with them?
No.
Or any, okay. Right. Sounds good. Okay. So then, besides the OnDeck loan, the taxes you want to pay off, and some tools, anything else that I might be able to help you with?
Nope, I think that's about it.
Okay, sounds good. So what I'm going to do right now is I'll send over the application. I think I have your email on file. Maybe it's Heather's. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably hers.
Yeah, HeatherB40031 at Yahoo. Okay, cool. So I'm going to go ahead and send over the application. It's just a one-page application. Just need most recent 6 months of business bank statement and most recent business tax return, and then also just the information on the OnDeck loan, so we know how much we need to pay off, things like that. And
Okay.
I'll just put us all in the email, so you don't have to write it down or anything. And then
Okay.
also, if you could get like the invoice for the tools and the LED lights you like to purchase, and then I can run numbers from there.
Okay, perfect. Now, are you quoting on the, just so I have this clear so I can
Sure.
talk with her, on
Yeah.
the tools side of it, is that money in addition to the 45 that we talked about?
Yes, it's an addition.
In addition to. Okay.
Yeah. So since it's two
So
different types of loan, it doesn't really the equipment side doesn't what do you call it, affect how much capital you can get. But if we use the capital to buy equipment, then you're cutting into how much capital you can get to pay off your taxes or your operational costs.
okay. So if it comes back then and we only decide to do just the capital side of it, I mean, is that
Yeah, that's fine. There's no
okay.
obligations. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's what we'll do. I'll send that stuff to her, or you'll send that stuff to her. I'll call her and make sure that she gets it. And
Okay.
then should we call you, or do we just send that through email and
You
communicate
can
that
just
way?
send it through email, and then once I get it, I'll send it over to the underwriting department. And
Okay.
then once we get an offer, I'll give you a call back and let you know. Do you
Okay,
know
perfect.
when you might be able to get everything in to me?
She should be able to start working on that this evening. I mean, I don't think that
Okay.
the only thing that we might have to do is I'll have to get on there and look for the equipment stuff. So I know she'll have everything to you about the capital that
Sure.
you'll need for that.
Okay.
The equipment information might take a little longer, but I mean, if you want to just start doing the capital
Yeah.
numbers, that would be
Yeah,
fine.
we can just start with the capital side first if you have that, and then once you get
Yeah.
the quarter invoice, we can do that one second.
Okay. That would be perfect.
Cool. All righty. I'm going to
Okay.
send it over, and then I will look out for the application, and then maybe I'll just touch base later on tomorrow or the day after that.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.